The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, and David Mercer, who's news reporter with Sky News, is on the line. David, good afternoon to you and a happy Easter from Dublin.
Hi, Damien. Thanks for having me on. You okay?
Will you tell us more about the rise in these personalised video messages online? Now, this is something our own Marty Morrissey has been doing for years, by the way, but it's catching on in the UK.
Yeah, so I've been looking into this because obviously the coronavirus pandemic has hit the entertainment industry very hard. And it's seen a growing number of celebrities selling personalised video messages online. So you have websites such as Cameo, which has been around for a few years. It started in the US and it's attracted some big stars over there now. And a newer site called Memo. And they give members of the public the chance to ask stars to record a shout-out for their friends or relatives for, you know, prices range from, you know, as low as £15 to, and they go up to several hundred pounds.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking Marty will be up there in the several hundred pounds side of things. He could make a fortune if he joins this Cameo. But anyway, so what sort of celebrities in the UK are involved in this, and how does it actually work?
Yeah, so I spoke to one company called Memo, and they say they've got more than 3,000 people in what they call their talent base offering video messages. So you have TV actors, you have former footballers. So on Memo, they have people like Glenn Hoddle and the former England manager, Sven-Goran Eriksson. You also have reality TV personalities and musicians and comedians. And I mean, Cameo in the US, they've attracted some big names over there, like Floyd Mayweather and Caitlyn Jenner. So there's a big variety of the type of people who are on these sites.
So, you know, you as David Mercer, one of your loved ones for your next birthday could buy you David Hasselhoff for a couple of hundred quid, wishing you personalised, bespoke happy birthday?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And when I interviewed, one of the guys who runs one of these sites, Memo, he said obviously birthday messages, they're the most popular requests. They've also had celebrities helping with marriage proposals. And then some of the more bizarre requests were people asking celebrities to record messages so they can break up with their partners. But Memo said the acceptance rates are much lower for those type of requests.
I'd say so. There surely have to be borders in relation to what can be asked for and what can't. But how is money actually, like they obviously make the money, but they have an agreement with the providers. So how much of it do they get of the 100%? And are some of these celebrities, are they making a nice few bob out of it?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, they can be contacted directly. You go on these websites, you put your request in, what type of message you want. It goes through to the celebrity. On Memo, it goes straight directly to that celebrity, and they can then decide if they want to record it or not. And, like you said, I mean, I interviewed Simon Webb from the boy band Blue, and he charges around £50 for his videos, and he said...
Okay, you're breaking... Yeah, you're breaking up there now. You were saying that he charges about 50 euro for personalised video on Memo. And indeed, Nigel Farage, believe it or not, charges only 75 quid to say something like this.
Phil, I don't know whether birthday wishes from Nigel Farage are what you were really expecting or hoping for, but Richard wanted me to do it. He, of course, strongly believes in leave, but he suggests that you raise a glass to an independent Britain. I tell you what. Why not raise a glass for unity? Whatever we thought about Brexit, whatever we think about the final shape of the deal, it's done. There's no turning back. And I think because of vaccines and what we've done compared to the EU, that isn't going to change. So let's just make the best of it and let's be a super successful global Britain. Have a very, very good birthday.
Ching-ching. And £75, thank you very much to Mr. Farage there for that little message. The phone's just gone there, but we get the message. David Mercer, news reporter with Sky News, thank you very much.